With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A panel of appeals court justices uphold the conviction of Elmer Wright for his role in a violent home invasion, which led to an indeterminate life sentence. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks brings us this report.
The home invasion in 2017 shocked the community. A couple taped to chairs, threatened at gunpoint, and robbed of more than $30,000. Elmer Wright received a life sentence and was sent to the UK HMP Belmarsh, known as the UK's most secure prison. Wright's attorney argued that the trial judge erred in imposing a life sentence and that there should have been additional reports on Wright's mindset, risk of reoffending, and societal danger. While acknowledging the crime's severity, the attorney contended that a life sentence was excessive, but the Court of Appeal disagrees, upholding the trial judge's decision and determining Wright's sentence for all charges were correctly combined. The panel of three justices said the trial judge also correctly determined the minimum period Wright must serve before eligibility for release, 18 years in prison. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Jevy Ebanks.
In police news, a vehicle checkpoint on Tuesday led police to discover a handgun, a loaded magazine, live rounds of ammunition, and a bunch of ganja and drug utensils. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says the car was attempting to avoid a checkpoint set up in South Sound and was quickly tracked down by police. It actually crashed into a pole near Lakefront Drive. Police say the driver took off from the scene, but sometime later, a 32-year-old Bodentown man surrendered himself into custody. Police say there are no suspicious circumstances surrounding the death of 64-year-old Greg Souter, an American traveling from Panama through Cayman earlier this week. He collapsed on a fishing vessel that had stopped at the Royal Wattler Terminal, where he was taken to the hospital and pronounced dead by an attending physician. And in other news, Radio Cayman was in attendance for a very special ceremony on Thursday, where Radio Cayman Felice Rankin-Solins filed this report from the field.
I'm here at the Cayman Islands Fire Service's Firefighters Passing Out Ceremony, where 21 new recruits officially join its ranks. The 21 new members just marched out with family and friends gathered at the Lions Community Center to witness the momentous occasion. The recruits just received their inspection from the Honorable Deputy Governor, Fran Manderson, and have taken the stage. Not only are loved ones present, but there's the Minister for Home Affairs, the Honorable Sabrina Turner, Chief Officer for the Ministry of Home Affairs, Michael Ebanks, and Chief Fire Officer Randy Rankin, all of whom have shared warm words on the pride and respect they have for Cayman's newest firefighters. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The US Secretary of State has used a meeting with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping to raise concerns about Beijing's support for the Russian attack on Ukraine. Mr. Xi said during the talks in the Chinese capital that the two countries should be partners, not rivals. Final stage tests for the first personalised skin cancer vaccine are underway. Early trials showed the treatment improved survival rates dramatically. Burkina Faso has suspended the BBC and the Voice of America on all platforms. The outlets had broadcast reports accusing the army, in power since 2022, of atrocities. The Ukrainian agriculture minister has been detained as part of a corruption investigation. He's suspected of being part, before taking office, of a group that expropriated state land worth millions. He's been released on bail and denies wrongdoing. US officials say Ukraine has withdrawn Abrams tanks from the front line. They say Russia's increasing use of drones had made them difficult to operate. Another journalist has been arrested in Russia. Sergei Mingazov is accused of spreading fake news about the army. He had reposted an article on the killings in Bucha. After being criticised for unspecified violations, the head of the Vietnamese National Assembly has resigned. Several senior leaders and an aide to the parliamentary chief have recently left their positions amid an anti-corruption campaign. In the first operation of its kind, a Japanese company has successfully tracked down a 15-year-old piece of space junk with a small craft. This could open the way to removing such objects from orbit. The former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said what he called the callous brutality of politics would have caused a serious depression if he hadn't had treatment. He said he was talking about the issue to try to destigmatise mental illness. That's the latest BBC News.